All right, welcome back to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter. We're gearing up for St. Patrick's Day with a special pre-parade episode. I'm Nick.
And I'm your host, Dan.
And tonight, we're mixing up the festive spirit in our test kitchen on some festive drinks perfect for the parade. All right, Dan, so that's what we got on the menu. I bought a whole bunch of stuff from the bar.
All right, I'm looking at some different things. We may have a good tequila shamrock drink I'm looking forward to.
Oh, well, that's it. I'm going to pull up all the recipes and where I got them from. But tonight we're going to try a little Shamrock Rita.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what else we got on the list? I could go through it.
I got a little through the list.
Let's see. I'm just opening up my photos.
Shamrock Rita actually sounds pretty good. I'm kind of looking forward to that a little bit.
Yeah, so a lot of these I got off Instagram. So I got the Shamrock Rita, which is a complement of drinks with Danica.
So I'll
put that up on the Instagram later. That one has tequila, orange juice, blue curacao, make a little Irish. We got some Irish whiskey, lime juice, and agave.
All right. That's perfect. This is the weekend for it. We have 2 weeks of this St. Patty's Day, so this should be actually good.
Yeah, so I was told this is still technically a margarita because it has tequila in it. When I originally told her my wife the recipe, I only mentioned the whiskey, and she said, that's not a margarita.
Well, it's actually this kickoff to spring. You got to look at it that way. If it's got a little margarita, it's a sprinkle of the king.
All right. So the other one is the Irish Redhead. This one has Irish whiskey, Lillet Blanc, elderflower liqueur, ruby red grapefruit, grapefruit juice, and lemon bitters. And we're going to have to modify the lemon bitters and use a little bit of lemon juice because I don't have that.
All right.
And this recipe also, by the way, is from Drinks with Danica.
No, I'm going to take her on this one. That's for sure.
Yeah. This other one, did I have, bring the stuff for this? All right. I do have the stuff for this one. This one I got from liquor.com. This is called the Dubliner. This one is Irish whiskey, Grand Marnier.
I'm going to have to cut you off on that. That's the Dubliner.
Oh, my bad.
It's not the Dubliner. It's the Dubliner.
My bad. Sorry. I'm only Irish by marriage.
Yeah. We'll let you slide. We'll let you slide.
I'm only Irish by marriage.
So my Irish is coming out right now.
Going back to that one, we got Irish whiskey, Grand Marnier, sweet vermouth, orange bitters, and I do not have a green maraschino cherry, so that's going to be on hold.
All right, so that's
this one we definitely have to make again from liquor.com. This is called the Irish Old Fashioned, which is pretty much just an old fashioned, but in this case, we're using Irish whiskey and a little bit of Benedictine. That you got to try. That one's a little bit medicinal as a liqueur, but pretty good.
Okay, what else we got? What else?
This one I didn't get all the stuff for. This one I brought. This one's going to be interesting because it has mezcal in it.
Okay.
But this is called the Good Cork.
What's that one got in it?
Irish whiskey, little mezcal, Benedictine, some Picard bitters, and if we wanted to, we could garnish it with an apple slice.
Well, I don't have apples unless you brought them.
I did not, so we may not do that one. And then... not really the last one, but we're tearing up a bunch of drinks.
All right, so why don't we do this? Why don't you do a little drink making, and I'll throw a little St. Patrick's Day, history facts out there, and we'll do a little history facts while you make up some drinks, and then you come back, we'll do some samples, and maybe we get the wife in here. She could try one of them spring margaritas out or whatever we're calling this one. So we could do that if you want to fire it up.
All right. Do first.
Whatever you want. Let's go with the margarita first.
All right.
Margarita, I think, is good to go.
All right. You got to talk into the microphone.
All right. So while he's making the drinks, I'll throw you down for a quick couple of few minutes while he stirs it up with just little hints in here and there.
I'm sorry if he bores you.
I'm going to bore you real quick. So you better give me something, Nick, because I got a lot of things I got to look at right now. So basically, St. Patrick's Day, guys, everybody, it's all known. It was attributed to St. Patrick itself, marking his death on March 17th, circa 461 AD. So it was originally a religious holiday that involved into a celebration of the Irish culture. So here are some surprising facts that you guys maybe do and maybe don't know about St. Patrick. So the real St. Patrick was actually born in Britain. Surprisingly, I never knew that myself. Secondly, there were no snakes around for St. Patrick's to banish from Ireland either. I'm going to say that's a lie, but I'm going to go with it. And leprechauns are likely based on Celtic fairies, but it depends on how many Celtic drinks you have. I'm going to say leprechauns are pretty much real. So as for a few other things, The shamrock was considered a sacred plant, and the first of St. Patrick was held in America. Why? Because we have nothing else to do except celebrate other people's holidays. But the Irish was once scorned by the American people years back, and it eventually became our holiday, and they still hate us to this day, that's why. But we're going to still focus around and see what's going on. So I'm going to pause for a minute, and Nick will come back and take it over from here when he gets back from the strike.
All right, so instead of making the margarita first, I decided to go with the Irish redhead, only because we conveniently did not bring the orange juice. So hopefully one of our counterparts will be bringing us some. So we made the Irish redhead, again, from Drinks with Danica. And I believe, just from looking at the recipe, it's a take on the, the T-Swift drink? I think it was called the French Blonde.
Yeah, I don't follow anything Taylor Swift.
Come on now.
Sorry.
Come on now. Anyway, so it's very similar. In this case, instead of the gin, it looks like it's just really substituting it for Irish whiskey. So it's got, again, the Irish whiskey, the Lillet Blanc, the elderflower liqueur, some grapefruit juice, and a little bit of lemon bitters. I didn't have any lemon bitters, so I went with the lemon juice instead to kind of top it off. So what do you think of it, Dan?
I actually like it. It's actually pretty good. It's a good
light and refreshing.
It's actually a good summer drink, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this would be a good summer drink. I don't know. My wife is all the way at the other end of the couch and not participating, but I think this is actually a little bit less sweet than the French Blonde. I think I like this one better. From downtown,
she don't hear us.
Yeah, I think it's a little less sweet, and I don't know if it's maybe the ratios. I don't know. Let me look up the French Blonde for comparison purposes.
It's got a hint of the bourbon on the end of it, so it's actually pretty decent. I think you made it with proper 12. That's the Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
So yep. Conor McGregor's.
That was the Irish whiskey I brought today.
Yeah, so that's actually pretty good on this.
Let's see. It's a French Blonde cocktail. Taylor Swift. Unrelated to the podcast, but I was at the liquor store today getting some few supplies, and I had to pick up this because I saw it there. It is, I don't even know how to say the name, Elysian Fields Lavender Gin. This is from that Betterman Distillery.
All right. We just talked about Betterman.
Yeah.
I feel like
so. Very, very cool. And I know from North Fork Brewing, they did a collab. And one of the drinks they made, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was this one. It wasn't this gin, but they had a gin that was infused with their whatever cocktail they were making that they had on tap. That was really good. And we had talked about them having a lavender gin. And this one says, expertly crafted with lavender from the North Fork and honey from the Hamptons.
Really?
Yep. So it's actually really
good. And what is that one? Is that the Moonstruck Citrus Gin? Which one is that?
This is a lavender gin, so it's made with lavender.
Oh, so that's their, they have the lavender gin. That's the LCN Fields, I think it's called, right?
Yeah, I said Elysian.
Elysian. Elysian? Yeah, Elysian. Wow, it's not really.
Peanut Gallery's weighing it.
No, but it's all right. But supposedly it's good. They say it's pretty good across the palate. Citrus on the front, spice on the back, a little honey on the tail, smoothing all on out. So, it's actually got some good awards. I'm looking at it right now.
It's very unrelated and segued out of our St. Patrick's Day.
All right, so we switched up a little bit.
Listen, I'm going to my, let's go to my Pinterest. I'm looking at my friend.
Now, who was that? That was the Betterman Distilling, right? They're in Patchogue, right?
Yep, they're
in Patchogue, New York.
They're on a list of places to check out.
All right, so we got them, Betterman. So I'll have to let them know that they actually got something really good going out here.
Yeah. We'll do an official test and then tag them, but
yeah, no, definitely. So coming in with something else.
The official recipe
coming in. Quicker than I could.
So the official French Blonde, the little Taylor Swift version, is Lillet Blanc, grapefruit juice, gin, Saint Germain, which is an elderflower liqueur, lemon juice, and lemon peel. Oh, you know why? This cocktail, which I happen to like much better, this Irish version, where's the recipe? Too many pictures.
Well, what are you looking for now?
I'm just going through things. So, oh my God, it's too much stuff. All right. So for this one, It's 1 ounce Irish whiskey one compared to 1 ounce gin. 2 ounces Lillet Black to 2 ounces Lillet Blanc. 1 ounce elderflower to half ounce elderflower. So there's actually more elderflower in the Irish one, in the Irish redhead, than there is in the French blonde.
Really?
And then 2 ounces of grapefruit juice to 2 ounces of grapefruit juice. I thought there was going to be more of the Lillet Blanc in the French blonde. So I thought it was a little bit sweeter
when we tried it last time. Well, I'd like to try different things because we actually were on like the margarita, we're on the Irish kick, and we're trying different things. But we just said we were using the proper 12, right? Is that we were using the Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Conor McGregor actually has a good on there, a proper 12 drink. He usually does it with the proper 12 apple. So that's a good one. He does a little blue curacao, orange juice, margarita mix, and then he does a slice of lime for a garnish. So that's actually another.
Just FYI, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I got the blue curacao, right?
Yeah, so we could actually whip something out up. That's a good one right now. And that
once we get our orange juice, we'll be all set.
Yeah, and that actually runs off the proper 12. So if you're running off the proper 12, you know, that's a big Conor McGregor guy. And he's got mad stuff floating around. He's got different whiskeys, and he's got his Irish apple and then different things. But if you actually could go on his proper 12 Irish whiskey page, he actually explains a lot of different ones. So he's got apple pie martinis and the proper look toast and the green sour. So check him out too. He's actually another good one for all his stuff. So give proper 12 a shout out. So what else we got at?
Well, once we finish this one, I think we're going to skip the Dubliner.
Yeah, let's skip the...
Not to not have it. We're going to have it, but I don't think I want to have that yet because that has the sweet vermouth in it. So I think it's going to be a little bit on the sweeter end along with a little bit of like, not medicinal, but kind of along those same lines. I like to save that to the end.
Yeah, so take if it comes down to it, I have all the vermouths down at the end. So I bought a bunch of different things.
So for you, I think I actually want to try the Good Cork next.
Good Cork. What is that one?
So this one was from liquor.com. This one is Irish whiskey. So we'll use the proper 12 again. We have 1 ounce of Mezcal, which I have Casamigos. That's one.
All right.
You use a little bit of Benedictine, which that also is a little medicinal. It has like an herbally taste.
And that's with the Peschild's bitters, right?
Yeah. That one. Oh, that's Peschild's.
Peschild's, I think, or the apple slice at the end.
Yep.
All right, so you
minus the apple slice.
I don't have apples, so that's we're out on that one.
We could do, which I probably want to save for later. This one's the Irish Buck. This one is Irish whiskey, lime juice, ginger ale. Besides that one person on Instagram that I, this liquor.com had a nice article.
All right, so let's see what we got. Let's make up another one right now, and we'll come back.
All right, so next drink we have up on the list that I just made. I just lost my, whatever I was going on.
No.
What are we
doing? We actually just made the Good Cork, Nick. The Good Cork.
All right, Good Cork. Again, recipe off of liquor.com. This one is 1 ounce of Irish whiskey, 1 ounce of Mezcal, half ounce of Benedictine, 2 dashes of Picard's bitters. And we did not have the apple slice garnish, but that would probably be amazing because the color would go really good with it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, so what do you got to say?
I don't know, I didn't even get to taste it.
I don't know. I'm going to taste it up right now. I'm
going to slowly glass.
See what it goes like.
The wife is making cocky faces in the background. Oh, yeah. Oh. That is very heavy on the mezcal. That smoky taste.
Oof. Minke. I'm going to put this one next to the taste of a brush fire, maybe. Knock it out. Give you the best.
Yeah, that has the mezcal coming through 100%. So unless you don't like mezcal, I mean, if you love mezcal, then this is a drink for you. Other than that,
yeah, this is.
I'm not tasting the Irish whiskey. I'm not tasting the Benedictine, which probably the Benedictine and the mezcal probably go very well together because, again, the Benedictine has that herbally medicinal taste, and the mezcal is that overpoweringly smoky taste.
I'm not going to knock it yet because we don't have the garnish for the apple slice. So the apple slice actually may make it a little bit bitter. It may take down some of the bitterness.
That might transform the cocktail.
Yeah, it could actually really transform into something.
Although I got to say, I'm drinking this more and more, and as I get used to the smoky taste, it is a little bit more tolerable.
Sort of like our previous guest. Remember he had the jalapenos? That switched everything up.
It's all about the jalapenos.
So it's all about the jalapenos. So maybe the apaleos may change this recipe up a little bit. Sorry, Greg.
All right. So for tomorrow's parade, that is definitely not one I will pick up.
No, we're not gonna fire this one up. But I hear my phone dinging and donging. And Jesus Christmas.
Yeah, can you like turn that off? We're trying to.
I'm trying. She's getting orange juice. Do you want it with pulp or no pulp or regular?
No pulp, please.
No pulp, please. Sorry. We're in the middle of a podcast and I haven't texted anyone about orange juice.
That is a key ingredient. We need that one. That was going to be the home run. This is like a very pretty green margarita from, again, Drinks with Danica.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to that one. That one was going to be my go-to one for tomorrow because, when we're not drinking bourbon, we're drinking tequila.
Yeah, this one I'm actually going to say I'm not a big fan of right now.
No. This one is not going to be made.
Not for me with the Benedictine and the Paschal bitters.
So far, out of the ones we've made that makes the ranking, the Irish Redhead to me is number one.
The Irish Red is, I'm going to go with that one. The good.
I could drink that not just for St. Patrick's Day. That's a good.
That's just sitting around on the couch.
That one's definitely being saved for future drinks. All right, I think next.
All right, so what else do you want to do?
You want the Irish Buck? Do you want to do the, what was the other one I had? The Old Fashioned, the Irish Old Fashioned?
I'll go with the Irish Buck. What is the Irish Buck?
Is there, Buck has the ginger soda.
Do you have the ginger soda? Or what was the other one too?
I did pack that, right?
Well, what was the other one that you were saying?
I think I might have forgot to pack that one.
So that may be out too. All right, so I'm not. What's the other one? You had the Irish Buck and you had the what?
I was under a lot of pressure leaving the house, just FYI.
No, it's all good.
Apparently, I was going too slow.
You were, because you rolled up 40 minutes late, but we'll work with that.
I had to cook dinner. I had to put stuff from the washing machine to the dryer. I had to collect all this stuff. I had to write a pre-approval for somebody.
So everybody that doesn't know, he rolled up with a... I would say a whole cooler full. I wouldn't even say the cooler. It's like a big aluminum basin with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably a dozen and a half bottles and one thing of grapefruit juice. So I don't know how far we're going to get tonight on this podcast, but hopefully we go a quarter of the way through this, maybe half.
This is all for science. I'm just saying, we're doing research.
We'll do. All right. So research. I'll work a little research. So what do you want to do next? We'll give one next, and then I think we're going to bounce around and just have a...
The other one we could try, this is called the Brotherhood. This is Irish whiskey, Benedictine again, Grand Marnier, and some lemon juice.
Brother, what is that? What is
it? It's what I just read.
It's not.
The Brotherhood, it is Irish whiskey, Benedictine, Grand Marnier, and some lemon juice.
All right. Do you have all that stuff?
Yes, I do.
All right, so let's go with the Brotherhood.
I got to tell you, if we're talking, I know we're not talking bourbon, we're talking Irish whiskey, but I got it. Very good, good mix. I think it was called a Rusty Nail. It is bourbon, drambuie, and a little bit of lemon juice.
Yeah, that's the old classic back in the day.
That is so good.
The old people's days.
I'm a big old fashioned person, but when I'm not drinking that and I want to switch it up, I go to that. All right, so let me go and we'll make the next one. We'll keep it a surprise, which we're making the 10th.
All right, make something up and let's go with it. And we'll. Oh, my God. Sorry, the wife just got back to me and said, does Sonny D work? Absolutely not.
You're joking, right?
No. That's
Sonny D is not good.
Absolutely not on the Sonny D.
Now on, was this, drink number three?
Drink number three. Oh, man, this is... All right, so I'm thinking we're going to do drink number three as our last, and then I think we just may have a little good times. What am I drinking right now, Nick?
So what you're drinking right now, it's a Shamrock Rita. Shamrock Rita.
Oh, that's what we were saying. This is what
Shamrock
we want.
Shamrock Rita.
Shamrock Rita. That's
what. So this has tequila, orange juice, blue curacao, Irish whiskey, lime juice, and agave. Although, again, I dropped the bowl and forgot the agave, so we're using some honey in there.
Nice. All right, let's try it out.
So I don't know if I wasn't following the recipe exact, but when I first mixed it, it wasn't very green, so I'd add some more orange juice to it. Say it tastes pretty good. I mean, it tastes like a margarita. I mean, we're still getting the orange flavor from the Curacao instead of the...
Actually, I would drink that actually in the summer. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially, it's a regular margarita. We're just using a colored liqueur instead of Grand Marnier.
These are actually probably the warm days of St. Patty's days. The warm day St. Patty's is the Shamrockerita.
Warm days?
The warm days of St.
Patty's. So what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be cold and windy, so we may have to go with the first one that we did.
The first one?
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
Fine, we'll go with that. I tell you, we're going to make something a little bit later because I do want to bust open that Bailey's.
All right, so is that the one? Did we do the Velour, whatchamacallit, Casamigos yet? Did we do that one?
We did the Casamigo one. That was the one. Casamigo was a fire.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one a lot. That was good. The last one was kind of, I'm going to put it on the horrendous.
That was the one you just said you liked.
No. I'd like the Shamrockerita. Shamrockerita was good.
That's the one we
And that's the still one that's coming off of Liquor to Calm, right?
That's from Drinks with Danica.
Drinks with Danica has some good ones. All right, so.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do this last one in a little bit.
We'll do the last one, and then we'll come back again, and then I think we're going to have a few drinks and cocktails, and we're all left.
Yep.
I think, and then maybe we could get two other people, if they could put on their headphones. We're going to see if they get in there. I think we could get them in there. We give a couple more Shamrockeritas. All right, so we'll see you in a minute, and we'll see what goes on for this next one. Come on. This is the last bit of it. No, because you got to hear us. You got to hear us.
I also got to turn on the mic.
Turn on their mics.
I did. They're mixing it.
If we don't like you, we're going to, yeah. Just let you know.
Please do.
No. You're staying. You're littering yourself for sure.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Test
these. Here's Adventure.
All right, here we go. Shut her off. Turn it down.
One more time. We're talking over that. Go ahead.
Beers and Banter. No, that was off key. Don't use that one. Should it be bourbon?
I don't want to be in your podcast. Your box sucks. Beers and Banter. That's all I hear.
That was ultimate on the sound.
All right, let's hear a new Beers and Banter theme song.
Beers and Banter. Or higher. Beers and Banter.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Sorry.
Where did that even come from? Oh, I get it.
So we got the wives finally back.
All right, so we're back in here. We got the wives helping us out. Little tastings for the last bit.
And a little bit of a theme song.
Yeah, and a little theme song. So what do we got going, Nick? What do we got cooking right now on them?
This was only because I was talking to somebody while we were at basketball earlier today. And she was telling me about a nice Irish drink she had from our local restaurant, Eat and Drink. And she sent me a picture of the drink she had, as well as the ingredients that were on there. And I plugged it into ChatGPT to try to come up with a ratio. This is using Bailey's, I think it's called Vanilla Mint Milkshake. So Bailey's Irish Cream, but it's a vanilla mint milkshake.
Vanilla mint milkshake.
Irish cream. Absolute vanilla vodka. And some cream de cocoa.
All right.
So the ratio is, if anybody wants to try it and see how good it is 2 ounces of absolute vanilla vodka or whatever vanilla vodka you have, 1 ounce of the Bailey's vanilla mint milkshake, whatever flavor that's considered, and then a half of an ounce of cream de cocoa. And I used the dark one just for color. And then I topped it off because I had and have never used this vodka whipped cream, which is a mocha flavor.
It looks very fancy.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of kind of that shamrock shake with alcohol.
Well, that's kind of what I was hoping.
Yeah, it's actually kind of that with a little...
Pass it to Cindy so she could try it.
Yeah, try it, pass it down. It's actually really good. This one's actually, I kind of like this one.
Smells good. Smells like dessert.
It is dessert. Oh, going for another one.
Ooh.
What's that main guy?
It's good, but potent.
No, potent is never.
I would have gone lighter on the vodka.
Really? I'm sticking with the heavy vodka. The heavy vodka.
More Bailey's, less vodka? Yeah. We could flip it instead of 2 vodka and 1 Bailey's, do 2 Bailey's.
When it's down 1 to 1 instead of 2 to 1.
Really?
It is very vodka-y.
Vodka-y.
But it kind of tastes like cake to me. Spiked cake.
It does taste like cake.
I think it would be something good maybe to make in a jug for tomorrow.
We're going to dye it green. Well, that becomes the end of this podcast. What is the goal for tomorrow?
Which drink? I don't know. It's between the margarita that we had earlier. Sin, did you have the margarita earlier or no?
The blue one?
No, we had something. The first
Irish redhead, but that was not a margarita.
No, that was actually pretty good. The Irish redhead. Yeah, I like that. That was pretty good. And I'm going to put this one. The smoky one, I'm going to say no go on that. We're out.
We all know I'm going to be having Cindy Marks tomorrow.
All right, so Cindy Marks will have
a delicious margarita in a plastic mason jar.
We'll learn about that down the road, I guess, too. That'll be this.
We'll do a whole summertime episode.
The summertime episode will be at the backyard bar, and we'll have to get the recipes for the Cindy Marks. But as of right now, I'm thinking going with this, and we'll go with the other one. All right, so
I agree with the green food coloring.
Yeah, I think the green food coloring can make it up tomorrow. You could run around with your...
Well, I could do, instead of
a shake can of alcohol spray, whatever the hell that is.
Well, I use the dark cream de coco. I could use, right. I have the white at home, the clear. I could do that one, and then it'll actually have that green color to it.
All right, I like that. What are you thinking? What are we doing tomorrow? You guys got any ideas? Where we're meeting? What are we doing? Who are we meeting with?
Well, the question is, what time did the road shut down for our
parade? Oh, the parade shut down at 12 o'clock. So if you want to have a fun time, you better get there earlier because I'm going to be pedaling my bicycle there. So, going from that.
All right.
So, what are you doing? What time are you guys?
I'm just thinking about how silly I'm going to look. Since the one day of the year, I like to look silly.
That's true. If I could look back.
I have a leprechaun shirt. I have a shamrock cowgirl hat. I have lots of accessories that are shiny and gaudy.
Do we have stuff in the attic? Do we have to get stuff out of the attic?
Oh, we have a... We have a basket of bins, if you guys are ready. I didn't know you guys had a whole bin yourself.
Oh, we have a whole St. Patrick's Day set up. I have t-shirts that I wear every time that are awesome, and nobody ever sees it because I wear it under all the... Because it's always cold out. Yeah, wear a t-shirt.
I think we do this live tomorrow with the mics. Not these mics. Special mics. Make sure they're charged. I got them charged tonight. All right.
I don't know if it'll work out. We could do a post parade or...
During parade, trying to figure it out. It should be a good time tomorrow if we could get everybody together. It should work out.
Are you going to make it back in time?
I'm going to hopefully make it back in time. I have to run back from setting everything up on the parade, drive another 2 miles back through the backside of town, come back. I'm probably not going to unload anything. I'm going to be honest with you there. And I'm probably either going to ride a bicycle with a top hat, looking like I'm from the 1940s, or ride a scooter, and I'm like I'm just a complete idiot.
Yeah, please.
No. Well, all right, so maybe I'll put a flashing light and a horn on it.
I'm like picturing the Wizard of Oz song, like in the background, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's basically what it's going to look like. I'm not going to lie.
I think that's the Wicked Witch's song.
My green ties be flailing over my head, and I have my top hat on.
Flying monkeys, throwing tails.
No tails. I got rid of the tails. It's going to be just a big, long, old, fancy trench coat. Not trench coat, but I don't even know what you call it. So I'll have my top hat. I'll be in my dress slacks. Slacks.
Dress
so like, slacks. Slacks. It's like my mother. Yourself. I just aged myself. Jesus. I'm gonna dress pants, dress shoes, and a top hat. So that's how I'll probably be riding for the next mile and a half on a bicycle tomorrow.
Now, what is your actual title for the parade?
My actual title for the parade is the Grand Marshal Chairman Committee Member. So I am the guy that's in charge of the Grand Marshal. I start off at the beginning of the parade in our local town that we have. We have a parade that's 2.9 miles long. I'm the guy that announces this year we have 72 participants. I have to go through every participant, who they are, where they're from, give a little history about them, and we'll just move on and let them sail through. So once they all sail through the parade, I have to pack everything all up, get everything back in my truck, rush home to look like I came out of Wizard of Oz and pedal down our local trails with my top hat. And there you go. See? Fly back down into town and finally, hopefully meet up with everybody else.
Now, as you're announcing, is this just aired over the PA system or is this tied into like a radio? Like,
no, this is people can listen to the PA, but I have to meet with beforehand. So before my end starts, I set everything up. I meet with all the dignitaries. We have a bunch of politicians coming down from upstate and Albany and everything. So I have to meet with all them. And I put all their corsages and their boutonnieres and I set everybody up with their whole...
Sounds so official.
Oh, it's my one official day of my life. So, and then we go from there. So it's going to be a long day. I got to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we go from there. I set everybody up and hopefully the next 35,000 people expected tomorrow. Enjoy my... So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely feel free to promote the podcast.
Yeah, and well, I'll throw it out there, you know. I'll just be like, oops, Beers and Banters, and next comes up this fire department.
Next year, you guys should have your own float. You should be in the parade.
That's what we planned. But it's not for me for the podcast.
No, that won't be for the podcast, but yes, that's the plan.
Be for your
other venture. Other venture that's already venturing out. Crazy. Yes, but that'll be...
So are the wives allowed on it, or do we have to watch you?
Well, no, you could probably have to watch us. No, we'll let you on it. We'll let you on this. You got anything else going for tomorrow? I think we're good. All right, so I think...
So what I'm hearing you tell the listeners is if they don't hear the Paddy's Day Parade podcast, it's just because we got a little too silly.
That means it was a really good
night. I'm going to say it. That's probably what's going to be. If we get a little too silly, that's probably what it's going to be. If you don't hear from us, if you don't hear the podcast...
It was recorded.
That was the problem. We just can't air it at the moment. But again, it's going to be a good time. And thank you for all coming out tonight. Listen and whatever you want to do. But we'll have a fun time tomorrow. We'll definitely set it up again tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter. Please feel free to like, listen, and share.
All right. All right. We'll see you all soon. See you all soon. Later. Later.
Beers and Banter.
And there we go. All right. See you later, guys.